Hey, look, we made it this year. It's GRD's Weekly. And good damn morning to everybody who didn't party last night. No, you were partying last night. It is...
Oh, okay.
So it's your fault, Team Pippin, on here. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to 10 o'clock in the morning of the second day of Balticon, the first official full day. And the people here helping celebrate that with us, the lady who's trying to teach you all, it's Flinsters.
That guy's a regular Emma Goldman. You know, the anarchist who incited violence in the early 1900s. Oh, you don't know? No. That's because your teachers get paid worse than plumbers. So
a very special guest joining us because our other guests are hungover. That there is the adorable, lovely Jed.
Just
because
that's clean don't mean I don't like it dirty.
Oh, yes. Hi. The guy learning more about himself every day, I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Do you know how long someone as sarcastic as I am would last in prison?
Such a long time.
Such a long time, indeed. So thank you all so much for being here, and we've got cards up here, so feel free. And seriously, thank you all for waking up this early. And dude, how did you get a costume on this early in the morning? That's
Jet's
impressive.
Jet's got a costume on this early in the morning.
I know, but...
I'm totally geared up right now.
I helped her tie into her corset.
That's... Okay. GRD After Dark will be coming later. So, right, we'll try to get to this, and we'll see if our official guests show up. And if not, we get to spank them later, which I'm sure T would love entirely too much. So, hey, what have you been doing geeky, yo?
Tons of stuff.
We're moving on.
I know. Shut up. Let me talk. It's not the Billy Flynn show.
Okay.
Anyway.
But if you guys are too busy playing Alpha Male Smackdown, I guess I'll just have to deal with it myself.
Take.
Smack.
Okay.
Wow.
Sounds good.
You got scared.
No, not really. I was just anticipating.
Oh.
Big difference.
Okay. So I'm going to start with Eureka. Love Eureka.
Yay.
And we're finally what I would call not caught up with Eureka, but like we've watched all of Eureka that's available on Netflix. And I was so like bereft when it was over. I was like, wait a minute. Why won't it go on to the next episode? What's wrong with it?
Why is it starting over? Why?
Fix it. So, but then Microsoft has the sci-fi app, but they don't have full episodes of shows on the sci-fi app. So we eventually hooked up the computer to the TV and we're gonna, you know, watch more Eureka. But yeah, I love that show. And now when all the, you know, Colin Ferguson, you know, everybody else is at Dragon Con, we actually know who they are. So yay.
Well, she
yay.
Will. Some of us knew.
Oh, you knew all along.
I saw some of the first season of Eureka.
I don't understand how you just watch TV without me.
Because you're either asleep or at roller derby practice.
Oh.
You know?
Okay, that makes sense.
Thank you. And I was unemployed for a while, so I had a lot of free time.
I didn't write down my list, so you might have to help remind me of things I maybe will need to poach from your list. Here's where I peek over your shoulder.
Let's see, what else did we watch? Well, we watched Community.
Oh, yeah, Community. Speaking of your drop
from Jeff
Winger. Uh-huh. I love Community. Community is so much fun.
Yes,
and they were
is.
In an 8-bit video game this time. Oh, that was sweet.
That was fun.
And they're like, why do you even bother to, like, scan my picture when you're going to make me some crazy avatar anyway? It was so funny how they all look like them, and Troy is all just like, pew, pew, jumping all over the place. Community is such a fun show.
It was weird that they did the 3 episodes all together, though, to wrap up the season, and then went ahead and fired, you know, Dan Harmon and all the creative team. So we're going to get one more season, but I don't know if it's going to be the same show, you know? And that's why it was so interesting. The season finale could have been a series finale. Look at there!
I'm not needed anymore.
We replaced you with Jet. No, stay, Jet, stay.
Okay. And then we'll just add on.
Yay! Yeah. T and Pip, everybody, T and Pip.
Yay. Rob had to go wrangle them.
Yeah, we blamed that guy for making you late because he was at your awesome party last night.
You heard about the cookout, huh?
Yeah, we didn't make it. We already got a little intoxicated over here, and so we decided to stay put.
The first annual new media cookout.
New media.
Oh, okay. What makes it new?
It's new new.
Because, it's so new. It's never been done before.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, everybody, that's of course, T. Morris.
Come on, boys. Let's go get drunk and play talcum tag in the locker room.
All right, here we go.
That is my passion.
Wow, got you.
Wow. So yeah. I get a drop in?
Of course you do, but yours is strange because you party in an odd way. That there, of course, is the lovely Philippa Ballantyne.
Oh, I never thought I'd say this, but I really miss the Zima.
Archer,
I
you went for Archer.
That was I cannot hear you on account of my throbbing erection.
Archer drops are the best.
It was because of you guys. We started watching Archer.
Good.
It is because of you guys, and I I couldn't go to sleep, so we're at a con somewhere. I turn on the TV and I'm like, oh, well, there's this Archer thing. Billy keeps going on about it. And it was part 2 of them being up in space.
Nice.
And I was like, what am I watching?
And you're like, how is this even allowed to be on TV?
Yeah.
Right?
Then I saw the Burt Reynolds episode.
Oh, yes.
That's where I got the
Burt Reynolds mustache episode. Yes.
Yeah. And I just absolutely lost it. The fact that they got Burt Reynolds to voice it was even better. So
he apparently enjoyed that quite a bit.
I bet he did.
I didn't understand it, but then he got in there and just had himself a damn fine time.
So he's like Chevy Chase, only with a sense of humor.
Exactly.
Oh, snap.
Damn.
And,
what is this?
You mean besides incredibly awkward? No, I think incredibly awkward just about sums it up.
You've got to check out Archer. You really do.
You do. Absolutely. How you doing, guys?
Good.
Yeah, you know, we were talking about Geeky Sweeks.
Oh,
we've been doing.
And
geeky.
She couldn't remember what all she did.
No,
so.
I thought of more stuff.
Okay, what you got?
We watched Game of Thrones.
We did.
Yeah,
I heard that show.
Yay! And I started listening to Beyond the Wall podcast. That's PG Holyfield and Christiana Ellis and Chooch and Viv and Nut.
She got so excited trying to talk about it.
It's so fun. It's like my new favorite podcast. Except for this one, of course.
Oh, okay.
And,
this one's not that new.
No, so. But it's funny, but when you're on a podcast and you're used to having just geeky conversations with your friends, I'm listening with my headphones, I'm sitting at work, and I started talking to them. I was like, oh, wait.
No, they
can't
hear
you. No. So that was kind of fun. But that's my new favorite podcast other than this. And I've been reading a book, a geeky book.
Nice.
Yeah. I started reading, I know, most of the sci-fi like fantasy fans are going to be like, you're just now reading, but Robert Jordan's A Wheel of Time. I just started that.
Oh, yes, good luck.
It was so cute. She's like, yes, yeah. I've written a book by Robert Jordan. I'm like, you're starting Wheel of Time? She's like, yeah. I'm like, okay.
Well, I think it's a good time because they're about to release the final one. So.
Alleged final.
The final one.
How many times has Garth Brooks
retired?
Well,
he's dead, so that's pretty final.
Yeah, it's got
to
be final.
It didn't stop L. Ron Hubbard.
That's right.
Thank you. Exactly.
So, yeah, I like long, epic, you know, novel series. So.
I saw that. I saw that, Donna. Arts eyebrows.
Long and epic.
Okay, yes. Thank you. Billy Flynn, long and epic. Nice to meet you.
So I'll chime in later. Let's talk to our guests. What have you guys been doing geeky lately?
I will wait to tell
I've been doing nothing. I've just been writing, editing.
Stop.
What else have I been doing? Yeah.
What did we do last weekend?
Whoa, what did you do last weekend?
Well... Oh, we went to Steampunk World's Fair.
Holy moly. I think that's pretty geeky.
That qualifies.
Yeah. And was it Somerset, New Jersey or Piscataway? It's one of those.
Piscataway.
Somerset, New Jersey.
Yeah.
What? Represent?
Actually, it was probably Piscataway.
I thought of New Jersey as like the Steampunk World capital, but okay.
Yeah, we went into the, I called it the Black Hole of Calcutta for Writers, which was this tiny room a third of the size of this room,
but with
10 writers and 10 people listening to them. So, yeah, it was a fun con, though, because we did a lot of shopping. T spent a lot of money.
Now he feels so pretty.
Yeah.
So he's going to be a pretty boy for DragonCon.
He better be pretty for that.
I'm going to be a pretty boy for DragonCon.
Nice. Yeah, and I think that was about it. We're a little behind on Game of Thrones. I feel bad.
We're about 2 episodes behind Game of Thrones.
Okay, so no spoilers. But it's awesome.
Yeah. Well, of course it is. It's Game of Thrones. Let me just ask this. Is Peter Dinklage still alive?
He is.
Yeah.
And you know what? Awesome. It will remain awesome. When Dinklage takes a dive, that's when I'm like, I'm done. I'm done. Because, I mean, Dinklage, my boy. The reason why I wait until the very end is because my life has been what's going to be previewed at 4 o'clock on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, you're very geeky.
I have been immersed in video and audio. Actually,
watching porn again?
Making porn.
That's what
I'm making porn now. Well, and I tell you something, it loses a lot of charm. It's like,
I need that other
not
shot.
Not that kind of trailer.
But it could be.
I remember we actually spoke to someone who was a lawyer for Playboy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And she said they had interns, and they were like, yeah, I'm going to watch porn all day and get paid for it. And she's like, after a while, this guy was, because they were rating everything, making sure everything was the right rating, he was just like watching them go, this is so dull.
It's the same fear for gynecologists. No, honey, I'm sorry, but if I got to see one more...
Honey, we're having fish for dinner. Oh, please, no.
That's T. Morris, ladies and gentlemen.
Anyway.
T. Morris.
So I've been immersed. And then, of course, we did the Steampunk World's Fair. And last night, sorry you missed it, for those of you who didn't, for those of you who were there, you knew it was absolutely nuts. We're at the Residence Inn, and there was no new media party. And
T. saw a grill.
I said, you know what? Look, there's this grill. This is courtyard. Why don't we just do a let's see what happens. Let's do a new media cookout. And it was so far more stress-free than when I DJ. And I just had a blast because we were just throwing. It was just meat on the grill, meat on the grill, and somebody
giggity.
Brought, giggity. And I only had one thing to eat, but the thing was, it was what I ate. Someone handed me burger patty that already had the cheese and the bacon already
inside of it. Inside right? Of it. Yeah.
And it was yeah. I want to see the cow. Genius. That, you know, I basically just they just keep feeding the cow cheese and cheese
they just
and bacon,
keep stuffing it somewhere.
That's gross.
I don't do that with the cheese, but I do get bacon and like you know when you pat out the burger patties, you get the bacon all up in there.
It's great.
Yes.
Awesome.
And it helps the consistency.
But it wasn't. But my arteries weren't hardening fast enough, so I threw a
pick. Nothing about you hardens fast enough.
Yeah. That's what she said. And then there's and also last weekend we saw we took the rough cut of the book trailer that we had and we got a chance to show it to Thomas Williford and Sarah Hunter of Brute Force Studios. That's it. Where's your bell?
Oddly enough, it's a digital day because we left it somewhere.
That's okay. Hold on a second.
Aww.
I'm
yes.
there.
You got
I'm
it.
Here.
You
see,
got
I'm here
it.
For
oh.
it.
Oh. Yay.
That's so
make
it
happen.
What?
Shiny.
It's shiny.
Yeah, I haven't been spanking that for years.
No, you do. You're a little rough with the bell.
So, yeah, that's Thomas Williford and Sarah Hunter at BruteForceStudios.com. And
if you've ever seen any sexy pictures of steampunk with like the... With
I've
the,
seen
with
you.
The,
yeah.
The chick with all the
she's got
Nathan
dark
Fillion,
hair.
Nathan yeah. fill in with the arm.
Oh, right. From the episode Castle with all the steampunk
They made
stuff.
That arm.
Oh,
they,
nice.
In fact, so cool. In fact, they broke the bank on Castle's prop... On Castle's prop budget for the entire season after they met.
That's why later episodes are really going.
Exactly. It's all stock footage. And then
you cut to Paul Michael Glaser
yeah.
shooting
Castle, where'd you get that wig? I don't want to talk about it. And let's see. And then so we did that. We finished up the book trailer. Let me rephrase that. What's this we, white man? I finished the book trailer at 4:30 on a Wednesday morning. And, the other thing I discovered, I am now completely mobile on my new job because also this week we took my iPhone and we turned it to a hotspot. So and they're like, yeah, $20 a month, we'll pay for that. So they're reimbursing me, and it's nice because I could take the hotspot. Pip drove up here. I placed it on the dash of the car. I just start typing, and I was in the office even when I was in traffic.
So you found a way to even be in a car with him and not have to pay attention to him.
Brilliant! That's great. And after Brilliant. The trip to the New Jersey, I was very glad. You just keep typing.
You take out the whip every now and then. Right.
Work.
And that's my geeky sweet.
What you got, Jet?
Some of it is the same as you guys. I've been Game of Thrones, but I've been playing video games.
Such as?
Started playing Diablo 3.
Okay. Were you able to actually play, or was the server down for you forever as well?
I did not get up at 3 in the morning to start playing, which is when they crashed.
Good. Thank you, Always Online Games. Thank you.
I did have some semblance of a life. So I didn't experience the delays and frustration that some of the other gamers did, but I started a demon hunter and a wizard. And
wizard!
I know, where's that?
Oh,
that
sorry, one? It's over, where is it?
Wizard!
I was just still thinking about everybody at 3 a.m. though when the servers crashed.
No!
There was a lot of that. There was a lot of that, I'm sure.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt indeed.
And listening to Beyond the Wall. And
do you talk back to it as well?
Oh, shut up.
I just want
no,
to see
but it. I tweet to them.
Okay. While the show's going on?
Yes, actually.
Oh, that's what I need to do. Yeah.
I tweet my comments as I'm listening to it. May or may not have upset Viv a little with one of the last episodes.
Oh.
When I tweeted to her because... Well, you're a little behind, so I don't want to say anything.
That's yeah.
Go ahead.
Earmuffs. Defeats the purpose anyway. Go ahead.
When a character is beheaded.
Again? Oh yeah, this is Game of Thrones.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
that's every other week, isn't it?
When a character is beheaded, it takes a bit, and.
It is not Tyrion though.
No, it's not.
Okay, that's
it's not Tyrion. Promise, he's still in the game.
All right.
Dude, if that ever happens, you're going to hear millions of people.
No! I'll be the loudest of them, man. I tell you.
That would be the cry heard around the world. Yeah. But it takes a bit of effort, and Viv got upset about it because it is very violent and gruesome.
Okay. And, again, it's Game of Thrones. I mean,
but the only thing
5 minutes to speak,
the only thing that I could think of is. And I tweeted to them. I said, "Nearly headless Roderick." And
well, I see what you did there.
It might have been a little too soon for her, but some of the others thought it was funny. Yeah.
Wow. Well, she's read the books before, right? I mean,
yes.
Oh, well, then.
But seriously. Actually. Never mind. Can't recall if it happens in the novel or not. I can't recall. It is heavily deviated this season, but I can't recall.
I mean, come on.
No.
I think True Blood stopped being the books after episode what, 3 or something like that.
I really liked the first season.
Yeah.
First season.
I can say that about a lot of shows.
Nothing about anything else brought me into it.
Slightly geeky. Something else we got to catch up on, and I am sad to see the demise of it. Awake ended this week.
I remember you talking about that. I've never watched
it. Great show. First off,
it's too intelligent. That I had to come.
It's way too intelligent.
Does the guy actually ever get any sleep?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're
never gonna find out.
We'll get the reunion movie.
First off, Jason Isaacs in the film, and let me tell you something. Jason Isaacs is a handsome man. He is a handsome, handsome. You're going for it. I see it.
No, I am.
I'm not gay.
I get that a lot. All right, wait. No,
actually labeled the tea drop. It's funny.
No. Actually, that prompts it.
That prompts it. I'm coming out, folks.
Hey! Oh, hold on. I've got my green card. You can do that. Yay!
Baby, you were born this way.
Yeah. The what was it? The so we were.
I told. Sorry, I've got to say something. Hold on.
Getting that. Shush! No, shush! Shush! Woman! Now.
Oh, hell, Dr. Wrigley's.
Please don't do anything drastic. I'm in the middle of two of you.
We're oh, dear. So in that dark moment of my life, I was having a play. Dear.
She got excited.
That's what she said.
What did you say, T, about woman?
We are...
I believe T said...
I'm sorry, man. You feel like Monica Lewinsky.
I was having... I was out with one of our neighbors. Her name is Jennifer. She had her daughter Elena, and she had I had Sonic Boom with me, and we were out. Are you having a problem with your saber, sir?
When I think about baseball, it's better.
Yeah.
If your saber stays extended more than 4 hours, you should consult a physician.
Yeah. And we're bowling and we're having a good time and everything. And I gently break it to Jennifer about what's going on in my life at that point, and she goes, "You are married?" And I'm like, "Well, yeah." And she goes, "Oh, that wasn't what I expected." And she's like, "What were you expecting?" And she was like, "Well, I saw you walking your kid back and forth to school, and I just didn't realize you were. I just thought you were the gay nanny."
I'm not gay.
Aww.
So I then dubbed myself on that day, T. Morris, the gay nanny, a podcasting, and it just seemed to work. You know,
that sounds like a new YouTube series to me.
Hi,
gay nanny.
I'm T. Morris, gay nanny, and podcasting. Fabulous. You know, that's what I was saying.
Wait, that jumper does not go with those socks.
So yeah, good times. So Awake, yeah, Jason Isaacs, he basically plays for anybody who missed it, Jason Isaacs plays a cop who goes through he was in a car accident, and it was a pretty violent one, because that's how the show starts. It's with them rolling in a car, Isaacs, his wife, and his kid. And then he's in the office of his psychologist, and he's flipping back and forth. He says, basically, I close my eyes when I wake up. My wife's alive, my kid's dead. Then I go back to sleep. I wake up, my kid's alive, my wife's dead. The detail they went into the show, there's a whenever he's in his wife's world, he wears a red band. Whenever he's wearing and whenever he's in his son's world, it's the green band. When it's the son's world, they shoot all the scenes through a green filter.
Nice.
It's the wife's, it's a red filter. Nice. And it's the and you would not pick it up. until they were talking about it in the behind the scenes stuff. And I'm like, oh my God, that's ingenious. And then they threw all these, and what it is that the both worlds are intersecting. And there's a great line that Jason Isaacs says, is he says, if getting better means I have to let one of them go, I will tell you right now, I expect to make no progress whatsoever.
Nice.
And it's Jason Isaacs. I mean, it's Lucius Malfoy, but he looks like he could kick your ass even harder as a LA cop. And it was a wonderful show.
So what do you think really happened?
Well, there's all. We haven't seen the finale yet.
He's in purgatory.
Yeah, he's on an island.
Actually, somebody called him Schrodinger's cop.
Nice.
So we'll find out. But it's on paper. I mean, not paper. It's on demand. So if you get a chance to see it, watch Awake. If you get a chance,
it'll probably end up on Netflix.
It probably will. So yeah, it's been a geeky week, and in a couple days we release a new book.
Books are good. Oh, hey, look, someone even has a copy of the book. Would you like to tell us all about that, Miss Lovely Lady?
I might have to tackle her.
Let me read the cover. Steampunk World's Fair.
So it's called The Janus Affair, and it's the second book of the Ministry of Peculiar Occurrences. It's uncanny astral electrocutions, dazzling disappearances, all in a day's work for Agent Books and Brawn. And, it's a nice thick size. 120,000 words. Yeah.
That's what she said.
And I love the cover. I think I love the cover more than the other one, which I like the cover nicely enough, but this one looks more like what they're doing. And once again, you cannot see Wellington's face. You will never see Wellington's face.
Oh, good. Well, that's, you know.
He doesn't have one. He doesn't.
The running gag.
That's the question.
Can I hold it? I promise.
Now remember, this will hurt, okay? I might have to check her or get into a jam with her later to get it back. So you want to tell them about what we discovered when we got to Steampunk World's Fair?
Oh, yeah. When we got to Steampunk World's Fair, the publishers, we'd been last year to the second one, I think it was.
Yeah, second one.
And, you know, we had a little tea party. It was nice. This time we got there and they said, well, you know, we've seen a box of books for you to give away. And we're like, what? Okay. Thinking, oh, it'll be Phoenix Rising. At this point, we had not even seen the book. We open up the box of books to give away and there's Phoenix Rising. And whoa, there's The Janus Affair right next to it. We're like, ooh, okay.
And all these people who were coming up for the autograph, they were like, oh, great. The sequel's out. I'm like, no, it's not. These are advanced copies. Like, oh, great. How much? You can have it. And they're just like, what? What?
Wow. Some people are like, can we give you money? We need to give you. No, we can't take your money.
But at the same time, you know, let's.
But if you'd like to make donations.
Yeah.
Ladies.
Well, what I was saying was, you know, you can donate by telling somebody about it or reviewing it somewhere. Yeah. Or, mm-hmm. You know, there's other ways to pay the author.
And so we.
I'll let you look at the back there.
Yeah. And it was.
Baby got back.
Yeah. And and it was really nice because we were closing in on the end of this trailer, and as Jet can probably tell you, the trailer this time around was an entirely different experience.
The first one we had like four people, including us.
Total. Four people total involved.
Yeah. And one day.
Producer, director, writer, caterer.
Yeah.
Yep.
Fluffer.
Yep. Fluffer. Whole nine yards. And it
pillows.
Was,
what? What are you, oh, no, no. People. No. People.
It was about a day's worth of shooting. Mm-hmm. And this time it was 4 days of shooting. We have visual effects.
Wow.
I mean, well, that's the thing.
Oh, is everything like all star light bright effect things?
No, we did not go J.J. Abrams. But funny you should mention.
No lens flare.
Funny you should mention the Hollywood directors. Yeah, our neighbor, the guy who helped shoot this, he's been shooting films for quite some time. And one of the people that he worked with back in the day was Christopher Nolan.
Wow.
Not as in Christopher Nolan, the guy that runs the cannoli shop down the street.
I love his shop, Chris Nolan's.
Yeah. Chris Nolan's.
Oh, so good.
This is Christopher. Look, Bale, I don't care how goofy you think you look. Get in the damn suit, Nolan. I mean, and,
are you sure about this, Christopher?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I don't think it really fits me well.
That was really funny because we were like, this is last year when we were shooting the first one. We were like, oh, God. Suddenly everything seemed to fall apart. The location was going, you know, and the people said we could go there and we couldn't. And we're like, oh, God. Who do we know that can help us out? And our neighbor, his wife, was like, oh, you can have Link.
It's like,
he's worked with Christopher Nolan. What?
Yeah, the things you find out about your neighbors.
Like the next Random. Block away from us, what?
Yeah, yeah.
That means 1 degree
we're one
between
degree
us
away
and Christopher
Nolan.
There you go.
And therefore Kevin Bacon. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So, but no, this has been an entirely different experience. We, and I wanted to have at least something that we could show here at Balticon, because we weren't sure if it was going to come out now or later, and so we got it done, and I told Link, I said, this is good enough for Balticon. He was like, yes. And I said, but we're not ready to release it on YouTube. He's
good,
like,
enough for Balticon.
Yeah.
That'll do, Pig.
Link, yeah.
That'll do.
Link is a bit perfectionist when it comes to his films.
Okay.
And since his name is tacked on this, like visibly tacked on this one, I said, I will not release this until you give me the go-ahead. And
is this credit Christopher Nolan, contemporary Link?
No, but
Christopher, you know, Nolan,
if
adjacent.
if you're here in this room on Sunday, on Sunday at 4 p.m., you'll see it.
Yay!
Okay,
so we're pretty stoked.
Write that down. Expect everyone to be back.
Note to self.
Okay, let's see. Hey, everybody, remember Tech Guy Wolfie? That's okay. It doesn't matter if you do or not. He's getting married. So,
Tech Guy Wolfie's going back.
Yeah,
wow.
Right. Old school. So we had his bachelor party just a couple weeks ago, which is always.
Is it all that geeky?
It is, because after the entertainment left and we're drunk, we get into this, like, four of us get...
When you say entertainment, you mean stripper, right?
Oh, I mean the girl-on-girl show.
Oh, yeah.
That was set by my bachelor party. Moving on. We had a drunk...
Please don't move on. Let's go back. I want to go back.
I can't. We have people...
It's not a visual medium.
We'll talk later.
Yeah.
We'll talk about
you
the shots.
You signed non-disclosures.
Later.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly. But we had a very drunken discussion about Star Trek after 2 hours after the entertainment's left.
Oh, wow.
That's incredible.
So then for my segue, you know, when I get back, Star Trek Generations is on, like one of the HBOs.
Man.
And I'm like, okay, why not? Let's sit through this again. And, you know, it's almost a good movie. If you had not made it quite a TV episode.
If they hadn't made it the fanboy episode.
There is that.
Because when you comparing Star Trek Generations to something like, First Contact, mm-hmm. is like comparing Star Trek the Motion Picture to Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
Okay, that's good. Yeah.
But
Data gets to be funny.
Sort of.
Life forms.
Yeah.
It's revolting.
Yeah.
I hate this.
Yeah.
Another.
Yeah.
So to cleanse the palate, Brewster's Millions with Richard Pryor.
Oh my.
Could you not sleep?
Screen Geeks recently did a Richard Pryor episode, and they talked about Brewster's Millions. And Brewster's Millions is a movie that I'd like for someone to remake, because the best part of this movie is when he randomly decides to run for mayor, but wants everyone to vote for none of the above. That's this brilliant part of the movie that's such a small plot that I would like to have seen expanded. That would have been a much more interesting film. And when you consider, I think, is it Walter Hill who directed Brewster's
Millions? Yeah.
Walter Hill directed Brewster's Millions. That's crazy.
Some random stuff.
Look it up, kids. here's the one where I couldn't sleep. Wes Craven's The People Under the Stairs was...
Wow!
And I was like, you know what? I haven't seen a really good social parody of Reagan economics from the 1980s in a while. So let me watch The People Under the Stairs, because it's not a horror movie. It's absolutely... If you watch that, go back and watch it and realize that Wes Craven is making commentary about Reaganomics, because Ed Hurley from Twin Peaks has the Reagan hairdo,
mm-hmm.
and What's-Her-Face from Twin Peaks as well has the Nancy Reagan getup, so it's like... And the poor people have to attack the rich people who are keeping people in prison. It's a very weird thing if you look at it that way. Very strange. We watched Avengers again because, dear God, it's awesome.
Oh, my God. What a flick.
We were there at midnight, right?
We were there at midnight. And
were you the only one in the audience who squeed when you saw Thanos?
Unfortunately, no. Because I didn't. This is where.
He's about to reveal something.
One simply does not leave
a Marvel movie. When it comes to my geekery, I seem to fail.
Just let it slide, Jet.
When it comes to comic books, however, I squeed like a little girl. At the shawarma.
Yes.
I mean, and I always go back to that moment where you see Thor look over at Banner, and Thor just nods. He's like, Fuck yeah.
Yeah. You know? We're the mother effing Avengers, man.
Yeah. This is good shawarma.
Yeah. I am so glad somebody other than me appreciated that scene, because I think everyone in the audience who was still there was just looking at me like I was insane, because I just 10 seconds into that I just died laughing.
Yeah.
And every time I would just like catch myself and look up again and I'd see someone else's expression and I'd just die again and everyone's just looking at me like, what? And I'm, look at them!
Because you know, if it was any other director, I'd be like, "What the hell was that?" But because it's Joss Whedon, Joss Whedon has this amazing ability of just taking superheroes, these incredible characters, and then making them real. And I'm just like, yeah, these are guys I would want to have a, you know, you see the Avengers like the Avengers, but when I saw them in the restaurant, I was like, these are guys I want to have a beer with. You know? I mean, yeah, good times.
That's good times.
No shawarma within driving distance of Balticon.
Darn it.
That's a crime.
Two top opening weekends, though.
Three.
Three?
Yeah. Three.
Okay.
Yeah. Three.
Because as Battleship directed. Just couldn't do it. Sorry, Rihanna.
Shocker. Wow. Shocker.
Surprise.
It's the Hamlet
surprise.
About time.
You haven't seen Battleship since the original Klingon.
Liam Neeson's like, well, you know, I'm making a movie.
Look, Michael Caine accepted his Academy Award while on the set of Jaws the Revenge. Sometimes you need a beach house.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying.
What did who was it that said?
It was Michael Caine. It was
No, it wasn't. It was
it was not.
Peter O'Toole.
I know.
You are wrong.
I can point at you. I'm married to you. It was, what was it? Do the voice.
There are two types of films you do. This is Peter O'Toole. Two types of films you do. One for dough and one for show. But Michael Caine did say, because someone called him on that, he goes, you know, you're this, you know, you won this wonderful, performance and you won this Oscar for Cider House Rules. And then turned into Jaws the Revenge. And this is in a theater full of like students and stuff like that. And they go, why? And Michael Caine said, he just nodded his head and he said, I have a New York apartment. I have a Malibu beach house. And I have another house in England. Do you have any idea what the fucking mortgage on those things are? And, you know, done. Done.
Oh, I have a comment on that point, actually.
Yeah. Okay.
Hopefully the mics will pick me up.
We'll see.
Back in the day, don't worry, with my voice I'll make sure they pick up.
You gotta pick up.
Yeah. Back in the day, John Carradine had a similar thing where he would take any part offered to him and someone once asked him. And he was, part of his answer was, look, I have a family, for those of you who know, he had like three kids and he's got a daughter who acts. But he's like, the other part of it is, every part I take, no matter how crappy, I get to practice. And those of you who are familiar with John Carradine, he was a damn good actor.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, that was the mentality. I mean, that was the mentality of those actors. I mean, think about all the, you know, when you say Christopher Lee, you think, oh, Christopher Lee. But when I think Christopher Lee, I think of Hammer Horror. I'm thinking, you know, the Seven Wives.
You're not thinking of Captain America 2, Death by Dawn?
Absolutely, man. I mean, you know, I remember. Look, when you were
Howling 2, your sister's a werewolf.
When you were glomming over the Reb Brown, yeah, Brett, the Reb Brown Captain America.
They didn't fit him into Captain America, but
he's disappointed they didn't fit him.
I mean, yeah,
he's hoping he'll be in the sequel. So me too.
Yeah, keep waiting, Reb. But yeah, I mean, you know, I even remember when you were glomming on it was whichever one of the Bill Bixby produced Incredible Hulk TV films where they brought in Thor.
That would be the Incredible Hulk Returns, the first of the reunion ones.
Yeah, and I mean, and they also did Daredevil.
Daredevil was in Trial of the Incredible Hulk.
And I know what they were trying to do. They were just trying to test the waters. But my
backdoor pilots.
Yeah, and
no comment.
That's what they're called. Snap. People, please.
They're not videos by people. Those are
But I think that was why, because when I saw that Thor, I'm like, yeah, that's the way I feel about Thor. I never liked Thor until I saw Branagh's Thor, and
exactly.
I was just like, oh my god, I think.
But
I
you know my problem with that.
Yeah.
Why did he not take his shirt off more? There was a scene where. You're with me on this, ladies.
Yes.
There's the scene where they're rolling around in the mud. I'm like, totally his shirt could have come ripped off there. And I bet Chris Hemsworth was like, why is my shirt not coming off?
Right?
Do you know how hard I work for this?
It's in his contract.
Yes. He better put it in there.
Agreed.
Really? Okay. Why does it sound sexist when we say that about...
That's just it. They have every right to drool over Chris Hemsworth that I do over... Cobie Smulders as Lee Hill, as Agent Hill.
That's a good point.
Well, here's my thought. You know what? I'd rather have them glom. I'd rather have these ladies glom over Chris Hemsworth than glom over Edward. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Robert Pattinson. I just want to see Thor just take that hammer. Wham! We're done.
One.
We are done.
Little tufts of hair sticking out of the ground.
Another great geekery moment. You guys have seen online that wonderful picture of Tom Hiddleston with the kid, the 5-year-old kid on his shoulders.
I found a link that has the entire explanation.
Yeah, I've seen it too. It's a brilliant link.
And I thought you were going to talk about the whole deep.
You need to make sure
that
in the show so you find that link. Okay. Of the story.
Okay. You were going to talk about. I thought you were going to do the behold.
Oh yeah, and of course there's the other.
Well, the other list.
You got Chris Hemsworth and you got Tom Hiddleston and they're both kind of looking down and there's Scarlett Johansson. So someone lolcatted it and they went, "Brother, behold that ass."
Oh, Lord Almighty.
Another link. Speaking of Chris Hemsworth and Twilight. You know
what?
You've written a
Blinkacon.
No, you know you've written a bad book when ... So. As we all know, 50 Shades of Grey was originally Twilight fanfic, right? Well, apparently, during the interview circuit for Snow White and the Huntsman, the interviewer decided he was going to have Charlize Theron, Kristen Stewart, and Chris Hemsworth read from 50 Shades of Grey.
Mm. Oh, God.
Now, I got one better when you're done. I got one better when you're done.
Great. Ooh. Awesome. Well, the thing was that I don't like Kristen Stewart to begin with, but I have a newfound respect for her because she openly mocked this book.
Nice.
When Kristen Stewart openly mocks you and your book, you know you've got a stinker.
And if you feel she's actually not a blank, staring, brain-dead looking person.
Really?
There's a couple of movies like
she did Joan Jett.
Yeah,
she was pretty good
in
that.
The Runaways movie.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
She was Joan Jett.
Yes.
Oh wow. Okay.
And I think isn't it? What is the Adventureland? I think she's in that. Mm. Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she's pretty good in that too.
The best one though is Charlize Theron. That girl is not right in the head, and I love her for it. I mean, she sold that puppy. It was awesome. It was absolutely awesome.
What's your story, Jack?
You had it better when you were going to top tea.
Well, there's a small advertisement floating around the internet for the audio version of that novel narrated by Gilbert Gottfried.
Oh, my God. All right, folks.
Find that.
You want to read this.
Do I win?
Yes. Because right now I'm picturing... He took me as I went, and I could not get enough of his awful, lovely, oh so happy trail.
Yeah.
He told me to get on all fours and bark like the dog I was.
Yep.
Okay, and on that note, we need a moment to set up our game show, so if you'll hang out right there, we'll be right back.
Welly, whatever is that contraption?
It is called a nook.
Just a moment. You're reading.
And I have Dust on the Davenport by O.M. Gray queued up next.
What a brilliant notion. Tales from the Archives, available as Penny Dreadfuls.
What?
You're quite right, Welly. Available as 99 Penny Dreadfuls.
Hold on. These are still classified documents.
Strike up the music. Announcers, if you please.
The 99 Penny Dreadfuls. Where did you come from? Steampunk short stories from Phil Rossi, Nathan Lowell, Valerie Griswold Ford, and many others. Available for 99 cents.
How did you get down here?
With an orchestra.
Visit the Kindle store at Amazon.com, the Nook store at BarnesandNoble.com, or Smashwords.com.
Please leave.
Or visit the short stories page at MinistryofPeculiarOccurrences.com.
Hi, I'm Trace Ballou from Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Hi, this is Frank Conniff, also from Mystery Science Theater 3000.
And you're listening to what again? What are you listening to?
I believe this show is called Geek Radio Daily. Radio Geek Daily. Daily Geek Radio Thing. Thing that's a Radio Geek show.
Nah.
Whatever it is, you can call it whatever you want, and you are lucky enough to be listening to
it. Who would name a thing like that?
I don't know. It's a crazy name. For a show. The kids today with the crazy names that they come up with. I don't get it.
Just push the button, Frank.
Okay.
So, you are interested in teaching at Harlem Village Academies, Mr.
Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, I know who you are. I'm Just not sure why you're here.
Well, a friend of mine, Steven Spielberg, told me to look onto Harlem Village Academy website, and I was blown away by it, particularly the bit that said superstars are teachers.
It's the other way around, actually.
Right, and I just knew right then I had to audition.
Oh. Interview.
Here is my headshot.
Headshots,
I should say. Turn over, you're going to see four different...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there's quite a range there, obviously.
You can do a Russian dialect.
Absolutely.
Neat.
Yes, yes. Why don't we get started with the monologue?
The monologue.
You're going to need those. This is pretty powerful. Look, donkey. It's never going to work. Understand me? I'm a big, green, giant ogre, and she's a princess.
This is from Shrek?
I can do something musical, if you like. I got a song for you.
There's a song.
I see you driving around town with a girl I love.
Is Mr. Jackman?
Yeah. Please, call me Hugh.
I was so mesmerized. I was so mesmerized by that I forgot what to push the button. Yeah, that's Hugh Jackman, the Harlem Village Academy. They're doing the fundraiser thing, and there's this beautiful video where he just goes for it, where he's auditioning to be a superstar there because he completely misses the point. So welcome back, everybody. We're live at Balticon. Good times, and if we have guests on the panel, that means it's time.
It's time to play the multiverse's favorite guessing game. Do you know the truth when you hear it?
Sure enough!
Can you spot a lie?
Oh, hell no!
Along with the GRD crew as they decide...
Sure enough!
Or, oh, hell no!
That's right, sure enough or oh, hell no, in which we have a lovely set of panelists who are going to tell us true facts about themselves, in which we have to determine... Shown up or all hell no?
No. Now we need volunteers from the audience to play along with us. All right. So you are playing with Mr. Billy Flynn. If Billy Flynn wins the game, you win a prize. Yay. I need someone who will play along with me. And if I win the game, I'm likely to win. I always do.
That young man right there.
Yep. Young man in the costume. If I win the game, you get a prize.
All right. Since we're already running out of time, lightning round.
Start us off, T.
I introduced Lonny Tupu to Scotch.
Shown up.
It was shown up.
Yeah. Shown up. Yes. One to one.
Hot damn, right. I'm good at this. You always corrupt people with alcohol.
Yeah. It's an easy one.
Something that we wouldn't believe, maybe, sir.
All right, Jet.
My parents met on a CB radio.
Wait, how old are you? Wait. Oh hell no.
Shown up.
Oh.
That was a trick question.
That's a good one.
You know, someone, you know, Darren Aronofsky used to make that movie. I want to see that. I want to see that now.
Made on a CB radio. Felicia
in Seattle.
Okay. You ready? Felicia Day said I had wild energy.
Shown up, because, I mean, you do.
Shown up.
Ah, damn.
Shown up!
Everyone's telling true things about themselves.
Yeah.
Now, if this is the fake round, I think we're going to figure that out real quick.
When I was a teenager, I was involved in an international incident where a man from England physically assaulted me.
Shown up.
Oh, hell no.
Shown up.
Shown up! Oh.
I saw that Aronofsky film. Yes, I did. Got more CB stories for us, Jen?
No, I don't.
Were your parents the CB Bears? Because, never mind. Only, thank you. Thank you. That was for you, and I appreciate you being here for that.
All of your jokes are for, like, three people.
Exactly.
Shit. We can skip you and come back to it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. I was at a party in New Zealand where I got to hold one of Peter Jackson's Oscars.
Oh, hell no.
Shown up.
No, I didn't.
I ever lose this game. All right, guys, come on.
I always win this game.
Okay.
You always beat Bruce, who isn't here, so you've already...
There you go. Let's see. Okay. I gotta dig deep for this one. My parents walked in on me while having sex.
Shown up.
Oh, hell no! Oh,
that's what they call acting.
See, he sold that.
He got a head in the face and embarrassed. Oh. Well, not yet, at least, right?
Exactly. my life is still young.
Even when you were alone, because that's what I thought you meant when you said having sex.
But one of the neighbors actually walked in on us in Poise Square. With Serena and Tony. T, Serena's here. You guys okay?
Sleeping.
We're just taking a nap.
Yeah.
St- stay down there.
I'm just really tired, and Pip's carrying me. Jet's trying to figure that one out. I love that. All right, what you got, Jet?
I have won an award for my math prowess.
Show enough.
Absolutely not. I can't even add in my head.
Oh, hell no.
Okay.
One more?
All right. You're still in the lead by one. No, you're in the lead by one. Okay. All right. For the win.
Okay.
I told you, man, you got to pick me.
This one's worth triple.
Oh, sure. This is worth 100,000 points. Most things, everything prior to this meant nothing.
No pressure.
No.
I once played Cleopatra, Shakespeare's Cleopatra, on the stage.
Show enough.
Oh, hell no.
I did the dance scene.
Undefeated at this game.
I think you would have made it dashing.
Yeah.
You're going to wear the costume later, right? We got the masquerade ball coming up.
No, I forgot my asp.
No. You got a mean ass, you know, a really mean
No, he was a mean ass.
Yeah. Honey, your ass is outstanding.
Savage in the cul-de-sac.
Give a big round of applause for our participants, please. Would you tell everybody where they can find you and all of your wonderful goodness? Because they've got to know that so they can throw money your way.
MinistryofPeculiarOccurrences.com and PJBallantine.com.
TeamMorris.com. And Sunday, 4 o'clock here, it's a steampunk tea party. So feel free to come in here in your punkiest best. We're going to start it because there's the monitor. So we're going to start it with the unveiling of the book trailer.
And then they'll all leave.
And then we're gonna have a live recording.
Depending on the reaction.
Constellation Books is going to be here selling copies of The Janus Affair. And so, and remember, that's the
that guy.
That's the Janus Affair. Anus with a J. And that's the other thing, too. After we unveil everything, we're going to have a shared desk, which you can find out more at thesharedesk.com.
Hey, now.
Which will include live an appearance from Crazy Uncle Charlie.
Oh!
Uncle Charlie.
He turned up last night as well, unexpectedly.
He will be here in the flesh, and he will be taking your writing questions.
You guys should know that that episode, Room with the Crew, where you both went crazy, is the most downloaded, listened to, played directly from the site episode
of all time.
Really?
Yes.
That's why we got the magic back together. We're like, we need to take the numbers up there.
Yeah.
What you pimping, Jet?
I don't have anything to pimp, actually.
Okay, in that case, we will
know. No, I will say this about Jet real quick. Okay. She brought her A game. If you thought she was cool in the first trailer. Aww.
There's a very sweet look that Eliza gives, and then she blows someone up. No.
She does that.
Jet does this like pseudo Charlie's Angels pose with a Weta gun. And I'm like...
You got the lady with...
She's got the Baldrics and everything. She looks... badass. And it's just, we're very, very thrilled with that. And yes, again, we're going to pimp our friends because if anybody deserves some pimpage, it's these two people, Thomas Williford and Sarah Hunter, BruteForceStudios.com.
And this scary Victorian mansion.
Yes.
Scary.
And so before we go, so this scary. Is something you can go, validate for yourself. But the one thing we've learned thus far at Balticon is that Viv gets 15% of all pimping that Chooch does of her. There's a story there. That's so thank you so much for dropping by. We do appreciate it. We are the fine folks supporting GeekRadioDaily.com. GRD Sweekly is licensed under Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative United States 3.0 license. Please drop us a note at podcast. Billy Flynn, the Bruce Clinch, this all at GeekRadioDaily.com. Hello, thank you.
Sorry.
We would give you a voicemail, but apparently we lost it.
It's broken.
And we call our voicemail, 703-791-1701 for Team Morris and Pip Valentine.
But send them messages about us.
That would be great.
No, their voicemail.
Well, I thought every part of it was good, but overall I hated it.
I feel exactly the opposite, but to say.
It needs to be about 20% cooler.
This stinks. Booster Gold.
Oh, wow, this is about 90% less funny than you think it is.
So why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Here's the thing. Harlem Village Academies, we are trying to develop the very best teachers.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if you have any background in education.
Of course. I worked at a school for 3 years.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, See? Great. Okay. Please tell me about that.
Well, I worked at a school upstate with very, very gifted students. You might call them mutants.
Oh, no.
The headmaster there, Professor Xavier.
This is the school from the X-Men movies.
Yes.
Yes.
Listen, before I get the job, can I just ask you a question? Is the school zip line accessible?
Okay, here's the thing.
Yeah.
We've already filled the position.
You've already cast the part? Did Neil Patrick Harris get this job with that little blonde twerp? Please, you did not give it to him.
No.
Because trust me, there is no way he could hold down a class of 25. Literally, because I understand at times you need to literally hold them down, right? And yeah. He doesn't have the muscle. You want to see muscle? Can Neil Patrick Harris do this? Look at this. 101, 102, 100. I'm starting at 100 because I already did a bunch this morning. 104. You can put your foot on my back if you like. I can still do it.
This interview is over.
5,096. 5,000. I skipped ahead. That's all right. I'll still be doing it when you come back.
Thank you so much, everybody.
Wow. Yay. Yay.